Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed? Have you been blessed by the things we've been teaching? May the Lord grant you light. Let's finish up now. Wisdom. If we find, immediately we finish now, I need some of you to write something to God, which I will call contract. What do I call it? That you will sign with God. I signed my own some years ago. That God, since I know it's not money I need again, it's you that I need, and I have you, and I'm growing in you. So money, you told me, is not the problem. I'm signing a contract that trust me with material abundance and watch me use it for your glory. God said, will you sign that? I said, I will sign. I signed it. I signed. God, since Jesus is above, greater is He that is in me, I don't need to envy anybody who has anything. God, today, you may have to sign your own. 12th of June, I enter a covenant with you. Let the doors of favor. I know that God is serious when you are serious. When you are praying for that, God, I'm serious about advancing your cause. I'm not joking. Now I know that mad men eat. Is it me that should die of hunger? Don't you know mad men eat? There are some people that have been mad for 5 years. They are fat. They don't even die of sickness. You hardly find a madman who dies of sickness. And they drink all kinds of dirty water. Aha. You hardly see a bird fall down dead. You know, you hardly see a bird that dies. Hardly. If you find, you hardly see a bird who falls down because God did not provide for the bird. No. I hope you can come to a point and say, Lord, since money is under my feet, imagine the Bible says, earth is the footstool of God. Why should you not die for the things on the earth? The footstool of God. It's not. Sign a contract with God. Keep it somewhere. That Lord, from today, I don't live for money. In fact, look at the way I said it to God. I said, God, the day I change my mind, you may not say like me, oh, I hope this revelation is clear. I said, the day I changed my mind and I started pursuing money, take everything I have. What you showed me that I've seen, it is a degrading life to live to make money. No. I only need to use that money. Are we together? Okay. Now, let's go to wisdom. Wisdom now. Practicality of biblical wisdom in increasing in material abundance. Number one, time. Everybody say time.
Time.
Loud and clear.
Time.
Open to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. I'm teaching you. Please take note of what I'm telling you now. I'm trusting the Lord that Baba will help us again. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1.
To
everything,
there is a
season. There is a season. To everything,
there is a season.
To every purpose, time. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Practical wisdom.
for material abundance.
To everything, there is a what? There is a what? There is a season.
A time for every purpose under heaven.
A time for every purpose under where?
Heaven.
If it's under heaven, then they are talking about where? The earth. Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
Now listen, God is helping us with the key, the keys, the practical keys. Take note that there is season, there is time. So everything has a season. Everything must have a purpose. Time is useless when no purpose is attached to it. Time is useless. It's a waste when no purpose is attached to it. When you say you are wasting my time, what are you saying? There's no purpose attached to this period. That's not you are wasting my time. And your life is actually time. As you live in time is what you call your life. Do you know we can, if you are 28 years old, we can calculate it in minutes and seconds. Yes or no?
Yes.
So you are practically a time person. Your living on the earth is time bound. Your greatest assets on earth to increase in material things is time. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Please follow me. Time is important to you. Listen, some of the things we are going to trust God to tell us now, part of it is what the rich men of this world are using. Do you know some of these rich men, they don't like God, but they borrow the principles inside Bible. One of it is the proper use of time. One, time purpose to time. Planning season to everything. See, what we call season is when you say this is the season of corn. Who can tell me what you have just simply said? Who can explain it? Okay, let's say the season of harvesting corn. Now, when you say this is the season of corn, you're talking about the corn that has come out. Are you getting it now? Let's say the harvest. So when people say agbadoti jade, this is the season of corn. Explain what they are saying. Okay. It's something. Can I have somebody else? Let's discuss. When they say that this is the time of corn, this is the season of corn, that thing called season of corn is not that time that corn came out, that it was planned. The season has been preempted and something has been done so that that season can come. Season is not luck. You say, as a kwenyo, only lucky. Not this kingdom, no. Are you with me? What you call season is actually a preparation. Do you know, since when do you think God has planned this coming of Christ? The season that we call the season of Christ has been planned from the Garden of Eden. And God was now waiting and looking at the choice of man. As everything was interplaying, he's not saying God and said, okay, now that everything is renewed. No, he already looked. That's why there is foretelling and foretelling. That's for another day. Season don't just appear, they are prepared. Are you following me?
Yes,
seasons don't just appear, they are prepared. Even when you what you call rainy season was prepared by God. Amen. Are you I need response. Are you following?
Yes,
what you call rainy season, who put it there? So season don't just appear, it is prepared.
Yes, sir.
So there is no miracle season. You prepare for it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Because, bossy, you must be changed. There must be transformation. If God is going to help you, hear this. To everything, season. Season don't just stop. So it means everything that you want to see in this season, you prepare it. When you say, is the food ready? They say yes. That yes, is it that time they say yes, that food appear? Eh? It was what? So whatever will be ready has to be prepared. Are you with me now? Even for Jesus to do effective ministry, he must be prepared. So now, let's narrow it down. Your time is too important. Don't be a time waster. Don't joke with time. Be dutiful to time. And then start your plan. Don't forget trust. You know, we have looked at the background. Yes. You see, I'm talking like you know what I'm saying, Abby.
Yes.
So as you plan, your background is trust. Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
From the previous message. A man that does not plan has no expectation in mind. Are you with me?
Yes,
if you are not planning, it means you are not seeing any season. Eh? If you are not planning, it means that you are not seeing any season. You have no expectation. Because season is just expectation.
Mm.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Another word for that season is harvest. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes,
now, when you are not planning, you have no season in mind. When you are not planning, you have no season in mind. So, in order to gain access to material abundance, the first question is, define your season. Define your expectation. Boss, are you following?
Yes,
Mary, are you following?
Yes,
if you want to have... I hope you know we are functioning now from the background. The background of series one, old man, you understand?
Yes.
Hey, I want to be sure, are you following me now? So don't detach this thing now from what you have been saying since morning. To plan, your background is trust. You can't plan without trusting. It's a useless plan. Are you together?
Yes, sir.
So if you are not planning, there is no season in your mind. What is your season? Corn. How many? I want to have 2 bags. That's what will determine what you are putting into the soil. Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
I want to be a blessing to the kingdom so that I can have access to material things and lavish of the kingdom. How do I want to? As much as I can. That season in your mind, are you following this?
Yes, sir.
You will now tie it to a plan. And your plan will be associated with a time. Oh, did you get me? Do you know that if you want to be like your father, you must be like your father also in terms of season? God has season in his mind and he plans towards it. Jesus, when he was raising the 12, he had a season in mind. When you gain admission with no season, what's the season? Expectation. When you have expectation, it leads to scheduling. Time scheduling is because of season.
Are you following?
Yeah.
When we went to the farm, and this beautiful girl was just carrying all of you were carrying what were we watching? The rain that will make our season, we must plan with it. Because of that plan, because of that season that made us to plan, we shifted the way things. To give space for this plan.
Yes, sir.
Are you following this?
Yes, sir.
If you are planning, are you following? You need to plan. The student that wants to see 4.5 is a season.
Mm.
Must plan.
Mm.
No planning, no season. You can't fit your season without planning. I faith it, my season shall come. You know people pray that prayer. My season is coming. No season comes without planning. Seasons don't just appear, they are prepared. Are you following? Let's move from there. So you have to plan. When you plan with a season in mind, you are associated with time scheduling. So, seek it first the kingdom. So your season, your expectation includes spiritual, mental. You know you must be rich in all this.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
mental, social, material. This is relationship. Is that not so? I say, is that not so?
Yes.
Now, you must understand, plan your season. Your season covers these four areas. Spiritual, number one. Mental development. Intellectual development. Social, your relationship. This core. You know, may God help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, where's our focus? This is our focus. Is that not so? All this one, we've dealt with this. Abby?
Yes.
This one, well, we can't go into it. Relationship. This one and this are really, really linked together. Your social season, your material season. Expectation. Now, plan. Before you plan, I said define your season. When you define your season, what's your season? Your expectation. Let me tell you how I define my season. To define your season, number one, you write it down. Number one, you pray about it. Number one, pray about it. Two, receive wisdom. Three, seek counsel. Receive wisdom from God. Seek counsel. Number four, write it down. Number five, walk it out. Are you following this? To define your expectation, pray about it, receive wisdom from God, seek counsel from mature people, those who have gone ahead of you, write it down. Number five, action. Begin to work it out. To work it out, you must now attach it to time. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Let's go now a little bit more. Do you know that God began to expose me to it? Ayomide, are you following? See, what you want to see. Do you know I gave you, how many seasons did I give you?
Four.
Spiritual season, that means spiritual expectation. Mental. You are reading, you don't remember, you are poor in mathematics, you are poor in physics. Have you defined your season in physics? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes.
Have you defined your season in physics? Have you defined your season in chemistry? Have you defined your season in that course? No definition. There is no clarification. There is no clarity. You won't understand. You must define it. Spiritual, number one. Everybody say spiritual is number one.
Spiritual.
Say it after me. Say spiritual.
Spiritual
is what holds everything together.
Remove spiritual.
All you are left with
is
emptiness. Is it clear?
Yes.
Is it clear? You pray about it. You receive. Please write it down what I'm saying because you need it all. See, you will be needing it all every year. This is what I'm telling you. You will need it every year. Now, define your season. Now, define your material season. That means access to abundance, access to material things. Define it. You ask the Lord, Lord, this is what is in my heart. What are you saying, Lord? He will speak to you. You see, I see you, you want to plan. You don't want to pray. You are not trusting. It's a useless plan. God cannot guide and protect such. I hope you have understood, Abby. Let's move from there. So, when you go through this, listen to this. You must understand, after plan, in your planning, you define your season. In your definition of season, you look at this. Are you getting it now? You now, number two, attach to time. Number three, seek for the right association. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now listen to this. Before I move to the last, I begin to make practicals. When you define your season, you attach your work to time. Monday to Friday, I will make research on so. Every successful man works on schedule. I preached a message on time management. You need to listen to it. Every successful man and woman. I don't know if my wife has Bukwan Woshika. You still have that video. But we need to watch it. Now it's also a woman who is a child of God. Now, attach it to time. Time means you schedule. So time. And please, you are. If you see anybody that is developing his material, whatever, he's not developing spiritually, he's not developing mentally, is he developing?
No.
Are we together?
No.
Because you now hear this, now somebody now just went and scheduled for material. Is he really scheduling?
No.
That's not scheduled. Your first one is what? Spiritual. You must schedule by your relationship also. Everything, these four that I've talked about, it must be growing together. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
You are attached to time. Three, you seek for the right association. Do you know when God was about to make man? He used the word let us. That's what? Association. In order to achieve, you need association. There is no lone single. There are those you need to help you. To work with. Are you with me?
Yes,
even what you call First Bank is association. Eh? You don't know? What you call GT Bank is what? Association. The chief executive of a bank. They are just saying that, are we together?
Yes, sir.
They are just saying that that person is the one that has the largest share. Other people have their own investment in it. It's an association that make up the organization. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
The Seed Sowers Ministry, can one person make up the Seed Sowers Ministry?
No.
No. Association. For the right association, don't forget wisdom. Don't be unequally yoked. Because your own material abundance is to push the agenda of the kingdom. So your association cannot be those who don't love God. Association. I'm not talking about you will not meet with unbelievers in business. Association. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
When you seek for the right association, hope you know you have not forgotten to keep trusting the Lord. Eh?
Yes.
You are now walking on schedule. You are attached to time. You seek for the right association. And finally, number four, commit always your seed to the ground. Now, listen to this. Are we together?
Yes,
it is from here I will enter some practicality. Are you with me?
Yes,
amen. Are you getting blessed?
Yes,
commit always your seed to the ground. The ground is the place of incubation. It is the place that turns what you put into it and turns it and prepares it for multiplication. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
How many of you know that? Commit always your seed to the ground. Listen, please listen to this wisdom. Are you following Joseph?
Yes, sir.
For every fruit has a seed for replanting. Every fruit has a seed for replanting. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the response. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Now, whenever you get a mango, inside that mango is other mangoes. Generations of mangoes are in one mango. Don't forget that in Genesis 1:26, be fruitful. To be fruitful, you need a seed. For you to multiply, you need a seed. The corn, imagine, when you take that corn, that one ear of corn, how many seeds are inside it? Every corn you eat is a seed. Is that not so? If you are wise, should you finish all your corn? What should you do? Commit always your seed to the ground. In that way, your season will always come. Are you with me?
Yes,
I said, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I found out that every fruit, you know, reward, income, what you get, always remember, everything has in it a seed. 2,000 in your hand has a seed. 5 naira has a seed. You don't eat all your fruit and waste your seed. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
We're about to stop. There says, listen, Bartes of Radiash. Look, my coming into your life is a blessing. Not, is it, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
In this relationship, there is a seed. Make sure you plant it. Seed is not only in money. In everything, there is a season. And to get your season, you must always prepare for it. To prepare for it, you plan, you attach to time, you seek the right association, you commit your seed to the ground. Let me give you an example. This is Mary. My wife and myself came to meet Mary. God has made us a blessing to Mary. You know, if Mary is wise with this relationship, she will maximize all she's getting and she will ensure she plants a seed. Each time we remember her, as seed we speak. Oh my God. Are you following me?
Yes,
a seed we speak. That seed can give her more things from us.
Yes.
As myself and my wife too are relating with her, we must remember to plant this. Do you know part of the benefit we get? For example, if my wife needs to go to the market, she's available.
Yes.
If my wife needs something, she's available. If I want to wash clothes, she's available. If I need to run an errand, she's available. Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
But if I don't plant a seed, I just maximize and enjoy our presence. There's nothing to get again. But you know, through this one lady, I can get several ladies, several disciples. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
It is the seed that I plant that speaks later. Out of that later, we replant.
Yes.
This is why we can never be poor. Rose meeting blessing, there's a seed. If they don't plant the seed, this thing leads to emptiness. Why do you think God is waiting our attention to farming? And you know, to also plant seed, you need some clearing. So that it can grow properly. You need clearing. Don't you need clearing? Negative mindset towards God, say, clear it. Our weakness, clear it. You must clear it. Because if you keep looking at the weakness, you won't plant. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Everybody say clearing.
Clearing.
You need clearing. And even as you go on in that relationship, you must control pests. To keep your seed alive. What is the pest? Misunderstanding. Control it. Everybody say control it.
Control it.
Let's be away from there. Do you understand to that point?
Yes.
Do you understand to that point?
Yes, sir.
Commit always your seed. Listen to this. 200 naira can become 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm entering practicality now. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
200 naira can become 2 million. How will 200 naira become 2 million? Planning to season, attach to time, seek for the right association, commit out of that 200 naira. Or maybe that 200 naira, bring out the seed and put it to the ground. What is the ground? The ground is a place that keeps, if you put a seed in the ground and you now went to operate it to check it, you say, aha, then this is okay now. I think we have reached a very good level now. You now pour the sand again on it. 4 days after, you went and dug it. Aha, I think we are in a decay level now. You now pour the sand again. 7 days or 1 month after, you uprooted the leaf to check. Are you serious? So the principle of burying the seed is the principle of forgetting it's there. Oh, you didn't follow me. Forget it there. Once the seed is buried, it's no more in your hand. You forget it. If you don't forget it, when you are trying to remember your seed, you will eat your seed. The difference between you and your harvest is your seed. Are you following? Look, are we just talking about material? Even spiritual. Even academics. Are you with me? Maybe, are you following? Inside your 200 naira, let's say 2,000 naira, because I want to bring it down to 200. Inside your 2,000 naira, 200, you know, it's you that defines your seed. Nobody defines your seed for you. You can use, you can choose to make 50 naira your own seed out of 2,000. It's the season you have defined. Are you with me?
Yes,
it is the quality of the definition of your season that determines your sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
any family, let them be doing VG 7 days in every month, and they don't understand Ecclesiastes 3:1, they will be poor. They may have the blessing, they will not have access to material things. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you tired?
No,
don't be tired. Commit your seed. Now, when you put your seed into the ground, don't forget, you may have to repeat some of these things. Attach to time. Seek for that can say, as my seed is there, how can I control pests? So as you walk, your time, seeking for the only thing that you don't consume your seed, you don't uproot it.
Mm.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Your seed is not only money. Listen, all of you, as you are before me, you may be my seed. So I'm not stupid as I'm shouting now. No. It's what God taught me. Are you with me?
Yes,
sir. Actually, I may be your seed. My wife and me may be your seed. Eh? When I see you eating your seed, you will spend many of your days in hunger. Because after you eat the one that is now, where will you get the next? No seed. Do you know God was delivering our life when He said, bring your tithes? You don't know He was asking, at least plant. Come and put something. He was just teaching them, don't eat everything. What was the principle of Joseph? In the 7 years of plenty, he was keeping apart from the time of famine. Is that not so?
Yes.
Now, do you understand it?
Yes.
Let's go to practicality and let's close. The principle of abundance is the constant addition of little. The principle of abundance is the constant addition of little. How does that saying goes? Little drops makes an ocean. Is that not so? Eh? The principle of abundance is the constant addition of little. Mutu, will you follow this? The constant addition of little. How many of you, there was a time when my mother was living around there, what was it called? I've forgotten that name of that place. Around this Koto side. She rented as a. We used to fetch water in a place where they will not give us water. They will not open the tap. But their tap has spoiled. So it's always doing. So my mother would just carry a bucket, go and put and forget. We are shocked that when you come, it's full. Do you know if you stay there? What will you say? When will this thing be full? But when you leave it there, you will not know that constant addition of drops achieves your season. What's your season when you put your bucket? Your season is what? A bucket full of water. That's your season. Your season is your expectation. What's the season of a farmer that is planting a seed of corn? Is that harvest of corn? By the time I come, it's full. So I find out that we constantly are fetching water by putting our buckets in a droplet, a place of droplet. It's full. Constant addition makes abundance. Are we together? I said, are we together? Don't, the Bible says, despise not the days of little beginnings. Let me tell you this before we, as we round up. The kingdom way of prosperity is from little to much. He that is faithful in despise not the days of little beginnings. Though thy beginning may be small, your end shall be great. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together? Now you need to know. Identify your seed and start planting it. No matter how little. Now, let's go to some practicalities. When we begin to talk about mental application, spiritual application, we are talking about material. Now, whatever comes to your hand now, as a seed. Now, you, money may not be coming to your hand now. What's coming to your hand now? Let me ask. What's coming to your hand now? Knowledge is coming to your heart now. What are you supposed to do with that knowledge? It's a seed. Don't forget that there is the giving part of it. You have to also retain, write down, meditate over. As you meditate, what are you doing? You are planting your seed. So don't tell me now that since there's no money, there's nothing to do. You have missed it. What is another thing that is coming to you now, apart from knowledge?
Time.
Apart from wisdom, time is coming to you now. In your time schedule, path for your spiritual development, mental development, because you have a season in mind. Are you following me? When you pray about it and God said you are going to be a teacher that will distribute his wisdom to several lives, what are you going to be doing with your time now? You'll be reading several books. What do you have in mind? Season. Don't think that by reading several books you will be poor. Money is not what we are talking about. Do you know by one talk you can give, full of wisdom, can make rich men to submit to you?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I've forgotten the name of this man. I've forgotten his name now. He's a popular man in Lagos. If he goes to speak, just people like Fela Durotoye, I've heard about them before.
Yeah.
Oh, Fela Durotoye, and some of those speakers who speaks and guides organizations in their investment plan and all of that. Imagine some of them talking for 45 minutes, and what you give is not honorarium. The service charge 2 million naira. Just 30, 45 minutes helping your organization to replan for the new year. Your organization uses that thing and gets 45 million naira returns. Have they wasted their own money? The person that you pay 2 million has taken years to research. Say after me, I must have a season in mind. And did you hear me say, the kingdom wealth starts from little. See, is there anything like Oreo Gigi?
No.
It doesn't exist. It's season. Yes, my wife. The Ojiji kind of thing is from the devil. It's not from God. Are you with me? So don't say, you don't make them. They don't make them in the kingdom. They prepare for it. Joseph was prepared for prime minister. It didn't just happen. How many years? 13 years solid preparation. Are you with me now?
Yes,
now listen. Let's go to this last part. Your season, when you have it, you start working towards it. I don't have the material side, the naira part of my season. The knowledge part of my season, I must begin to invest it. The research part. You see, it looks as if I need money now to start investing. You are a liar. You have not gotten the truth. The key is not money. The key is to look at what is available, because it is what comes to you, you start investing in. You start planting. Time, knowledge, people. Do you know when you have season in mind, it can make you to begin to communicate and share your ideas with people. I don't know, there's something that is going on in my mind. I've been praying and trusting God. I don't know that. Are there counsels you can give me? You know, it might be that you have this kind of thing. There is a conference and a training. Because it's a season in mind. You prayed about it. You sought counsel about it. You've been given wisdom, revelation from the Holy Spirit about it. The next thing is you walk. And part of your walking is to share. Amen?
Amen.
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 As you share, you are reading. Do you know the person? Okay, you have that in mind. Can you write me a proposal? Let me give you something. By the grace of God, God has given me and my wife opportunity now. We preach on TV. Last week, somebody called last week. Because of coronavirus, I already thought that, you know, since I'm not going to the studio, I don't know what's happening. Maybe that'll be the end or something like that. Somebody called and said, we are watching your program. People come from different states in Nigeria. We are watching your program. It's blessing our lives on TV, on satellite TV. Listen, how did I get that space? Today, we are on satellite TV without paying a dime. And in that same church, the Apostolic Church, there are other servants of God in that church that pay. Part of it, the blessing. Do you remember where we are coming from?
Yes.
The blessing. Second, my season. Do you know, long time I've been seeing myself on TV. Not like, not wish, not mere wish. Pray. Sought wisdom. God said, I put something in you that the nations will need to hear. Start preparing. So I was doing Bible study, reading Bible hours without any platform. I had my season in mind. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Do you know when I got to the way I got to that TV station, they were not expecting me. Mm-mm. The Lord said, go there. You see why I said you must pray, you must trust. When I got there, I said, can I do anything like wash toilet, clean floor in this station? I didn't go there to be on TV because you are not employed and you don't have money to run a program. So what is it? So they told me there's nothing you can do, but you can be coming. And I insisted that I want to come. Because who? The Lord. So I was there. I would say, even if it is to help cameramen to carry their camera. You see, work is not because I want to make money. You get it? You just want to. Because I found out that NYC was not forthcoming. I was sitting at home. Why not work and not be paid? Because work defines your existence. Not payment. So imagine me reporting at a station and not being paid. One day. Everybody say one day.
One day.
The coordinator of the station just simply called me and said, can you do a program on Bible quiz? I didn't say, mommy, you see? No, you see. There's a season. I said, yes. I can. They said, come to the studio. Imagine that I've never been on TV in my life. I've never sat on a studio set before. They just said, come to the studio. Now. And they brought a panel. And they put me on the seat in the studio and they sat down this way. They just said, run a program on youth. See, there's no paper. No paper to look into. Nothing like that. Run a program. And I just immediately... Good evening, viewers. I was confident. I was smiling. I was... Now, the moral of the cadence, you know, your English is part of your preparation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're just talking English. Just open your mouth. Learn it. Yoruba speaking may be part of your preparation. One day, it is the way you spoke in Yoruba that may say, that may be it. This one you're pushing your bar aside. It may be what will connect you to your season. So I sat down there, run the program, and the woman just said, stop. Have you been on TV set before? I said, no. How come you're able to do it? I said, why? All the introduction of God in my life, as president, as Bible study, as kinikon in the church. They were part of my season. My preparation, I mean. They were part of my preparation. You know how you stand before people. And you are preaching passionately. That's how I started talking on a studio, empty studio set, passionately. And the woman said, you qualify. Prepare a proposal. I don't know how to write a TV proposal. I went to seek for association. Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I quickly went to Brother Samuel Maradesa, who is a regular TV presenter, who knows how to write a proposal. I said, please, teach. I just gave me the copy of his proposal. I sat with the proposal, studied it, reconstructed mine, submitted it. It was approved. That's how we came on air. They are watching in the Republic. They are watching here. They are watching there. Imagine the season came, no preparation. Seasons don't just appear. You prepare for it. Is it clear?
Yes, sir.
Other examples can be given now. But I know God will help you.
Amen.
Now, you see, I've told you about time, about this and all of that. Then finally, when money begins to enter your hand, from that day, set a season. Did you hear me say 200 naira can become 2 million?
Yes,
did I say that?
Yes.
Our praise. I'm shocked to hear some people say, I started by distributing one crate of egg. And he has now turned to a major egg distributor in that local place. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
A man with a season will always be planted. All those little two droplets. Where did I say? Where you are dropping your drops, which is where you can forget it. You remember?
Yes.
So go and look for where you can forget drops. They are available. You know that? They are available. This, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So where can I be dropping my droplets? Be dropping it there. It takes time. As you are dropping your droplet there, you are building all of that. Mental, spiritual. You understand? Are you lazy?
Yes.
Even God knows that this girl, abundance is come. No money now. What I'm seeing I do now, abundance is come. They gave you 5 naira. See the way you quickly went and gave 2 naira to the kingdom. God said, You know, as you are giving preparation, God now says, I need to add my grace. I must put my own there. Because he's putting his trust in me. That's how you see yourself. Ideas will come. Favor will open. Doors will open. Before you notice it, you are moving. The more you are doing that, what is that little droplet? You know, by the time you now go and consume all your seed, there's nothing left. You have broken the law. You keep adding. You must not be tired of adding. Seeking counsel. Before you notice it, I tell you the truth. With that 200 naira, that became 2,000, that became 20,000, that you gain 200,000, and you keep putting it to the ground, you keep investing, you keep saving, you keep looking at how to keep that money to multiply. Now, please forget. Don't forget, I mean, every seed that you are putting into the ground, what are you wanting that seed to become? Multiplied. You are not just putting it for putting it's sake. You think multiplication. So you are saying, how will this 200 naira multiply? And you are praying. Holy Spirit. This 200 naira must multiply. Holy Spirit, because the earth is full of the glory of God. Lord, this is where you have put us. We must advance your cause. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
This is how. Now, when we talk about other things, when you seek for association, you begin to make research, you will now see other associations that Christians, there are many, many things that can turn 2,000 into 200,000. Not like in 2 days. No. You see somebody that will start and say, I started with 2N. Now I have 50 beds. I kept on like that. Hope you know I said that the quantity of what you planted determines your sacrifice.
Yes.
You will not you will now say, I will not buy malt again in order to plant more seeds. I will not buy this again. You spend less. You spend less because you have a season advancing the kingdom. The more you do this, as you are, what did I say? Constant addition leads to abundance. That's what is leading you to read. You are reading magazines, economic reports, because you have a season in mind. Are you with me now?
Yes,
the day somebody will say, make a decision, you are talking like you know things. Why did you learn all these things? I've been studying because I've been having this season in mind. Can I go a little bit more practical? And then we close. She said, where did you have this? She said, I've been studying. If you want to be a singer, you are planting, you are preparing. And why do you want to be a singer? To make money?
No.
To make money?
No.
No. Fasting and prayer is part of this preparation. Fasting and prayer. Seeking for wisdom. Very important. Consecration is part of it. And then you are not a waster. You are not a what?
Waster.
Do you know with am I correct to say with 5,000 naira you can start selling ogi?
No.
And make how much can you use to start ogi?
1,000
naira. How much will you make?
3,000.
I use 1,000 to start ogi. Oh. When you have a season in mind, is there anything that is too, somebody like me should not be selling ogi? Is there anything like that? A man that has season is in his mind, his hand can be stained with debt. Is that not so? Why? He has a season in mind. 1,000 naira, I sold it for 3,000. What if I now make, as the demand begins to increase, and I now seek for wisdom on how to... Oh, are you following?
Yes, sir.
Because in seeking for wisdom and counsel, you must learn how what you are offering will be more demanded. Are you with me? That's part of why we are saying you seek for wisdom. You seek for counsel. You check materials. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? How do you control pests? How do you do this? How do you meet the market demand? How do you... Hope you know that buying and selling is what is behind money. Exchange of value. When you have no value to offer, you'll be poor. What is money? 200 naira. Value. Is it not value? When it is the amount of value you can offer, that determines the kind of access you can have to material things. Are you with me?
Yes,
value. Everybody say value.
Value.
So when you are valueless, when I say valueless, that means there's nothing you're going to offer, then get ready to be empty. They say value. What are, let's talk a little bit about that. What is the value footballers are offering? Entertainment. People pay them for watching them. That is just what they are doing. So understand what the world, how the world is making money, and we Christians are going to pray. Do it, Lord. Their own is not secure. Perhaps our own can be secure, but we still must use the same principle. What's the value you are offering? What's the value that Dangote is offering? Food is providing something that our belly needs, and we pay you for it. Is that not so? Is that not so?
Yes,
every morning you must have connection with Dangote, at least before a week runs out. If it's not his golden penny pasta, it will be his sugar. If it's not his sugar, it will be his salt. If it's not his salt, you will live in the house that is cement built. If it's not, so that man is wise. A Christian wants to sit inside church, doesn't want to think, plan, look at the value. Theirs is not secured, yours is secured because of the Lord. Are you with me?
Yes,
sir. And I told you before, they interviewed Dangote and I watched him. He said, I work for 18 hours. Out of 24, he works for 18 hours. That you as a Christian, you don't want to work, but you want God to multiply your material. No. We're talking about material. Are you going to be getting me? Material abundance. There are principles. Do you know that as you read now, read. You are putting a lot in you. The day season comes, you are already prepared. The scholarship you got, was it not that you maximize just a time by saying something and they say, yes, we'll give you. What if you were sleeping when they were doing symposium, I'll be that seminar. What have you done to your seed? You ate it. Very important. So, every conference, every meeting, preaching engagement, everything, you are serious. Do you know that if they are giving me opportunity to go and preach, I must not waste it. Even as a servant of God. Are you following me?
Yes.
So now, seek for counsel. What is the value I can offer? There are useless things in the earth that some men want as value. Is that not so?
Yes.
You look for the godly things as value. Is that not so?
Yes.
Do you know that if you have a season in mind, you can go and have somebody to teach you how to manage a frozen foods business? Huh? Right. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Because what is your season? You want to have money to eat? You want to have money to eat? You want to have more access to material things to push what? The agenda of the kingdom of God. Because once you remove that, then the whole thing is purposeless. We stop here and we pray. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Let us pray.